Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level 2 continues. The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bustle them, and everybody else in between. SiriusXM Channel 159 Sports Grid Radio Networks. The Vegas Golden Knights have just taken a 5-4 lead on the Vancouver Canucks with 5 minutes left. A complete collapse, a complete breakdown. I think I don't even know. It's hard to keep up with the Canucks collapses. Did they blow a 2-goal lead twice? Was it 4-2 and, I don't know, whatever. It was 3-1, 4-2. Like, it's constant. It's, like I said, it's hard to keep up. I don't want to throw Demko under the bus, but he's terrible. It's just, that goal really wasn't his fault. But at the same point in time, like, he looks like a beer league goalie right now. I don't know what the hell, like, they've got it for his own good. It's one of those deals for his own good. They've got to just roll with Spencer Martin for a couple of games. They got to make Martin like the goalie. Like, you know, it doesn't mean that Demko's not the goalie in the future and all that. Like, he's not a great goalie. But he's really, really, really struggling, man. Like, he's got big problems. And the Canucks aren't really good enough to bail him out. You know what I mean? Like, the Canucks give up a lot of shots on goal as it is. So, like, they need, like, really good goaltending, and then they can win, like, 4-3 or something in a higher-scoring game because they're terrible defensively. It's not all Demko's fault, but anyone who's watching his game right now in Vegas or Vancouver, wherever you are, you see, like, if you know hockey, like, Demko's got big problems. Like, out of the 5 goals, I'd say, like, 3 of them have been stoppable, and that's just not good enough in the NHL. You can't, you know, you can make one mistake in a game like once every 4 games type thing. Like making, you know, being a goalie and like bad goals, it's sort of like interceptions and turnovers or pick sixes. Like you can't do it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? It can happen, you know, all right, it happens once in a while. But if you're a goalie and you're giving up a bad goal a game, you better stop everything else. If you're a goalie and you're giving up a couple of bad goals a game, you're not going to be a goalie for very long. Bill O'Brien told T.J. Yates that when he was a Houston Texan quarterback. He said, you know, an NFL quarterback makes like 65 decisions a game. He goes, he's allowed to make one mistake, maybe two. He goes, you make 60 good decisions, but you make like 5 bad ones, and it's just too much. It's a fine line, man. It really is. Like, you know what I mean? Between 65 decisions, 63 of them were good. Nah, 60's not good enough. Like, that's the difference between losing, right? But yeah, this is bad. Like the Canucks just constantly blow leads all the time. They suck at home. I'm not even on them right now. I bet the over 1.5 in the first period. And of course, it's like scoreless after the first period. And now there's 9 goals. One of those days, we killed the NBA. We did well with the soccer. Killed the touchdown props, but lost the Cardinal bet. It's a tug of war recently.
Go
to Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. And if it's the players, the hustlers, the people above some and everybody else in between, shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, wherever you may be this evening, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut. What's up, SoCal? 97.1, the Freak in Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth. George Kurtz is going to step up, and then we'll run the gauntlet with Kurtz. And speaking of Dallas, Kurtz is a lifelong Dallas Cowboy fan. And, of course, I don't need to tell anybody that it is Thanksgiving. And, of course, the Dallas Cowboys are hosting the New York Giants. Man, Thanksgiving games generally suck, and they're just sort of there. It's like, yeah, whatever. It's going to be a bad game. The Detroit Lions are terrible, but it's a game to bet on a Thursday morning, and you're going to eat a bunch of turkey and probably get drunk. But the Buffalo Bills and the Detroit Lions is actually a super cool game. This is going to be a fun game. The Detroit Lions have actually won 3 games in a row, and while I don't think the Detroit Lions are going to make the playoffs, they are actually lingering in a mediocre NFC right now. If they rattle off another win and they win 4 games in a row and they beat the Buffalo Bills, it'd be hard not to start, you know, at least taking them a little bit more seriously and looking at what they're doing. But they are playing good football right now. They're getting 9.5 points against the Buffalo Bills. The total right now at FanDuel is 53.5. Now, we all know how these Thursday games go, right? You know, it's a short week. They're generally lower scoring. Now you're talking about a Thursday game, and you're talking about an early. Like, man, these guys can't play Thursday nights. How the hell are they going to play at 12:30 Eastern time? But the Thanksgiving adrenaline rush. Well, everybody's getting a rush of dopamine and actually feeling sleepy. It's Thanksgiving. Players are fired up for this stuff. They know it's on national television. Everybody's watching. It's, you know, it's one of those, you know, if you're not fired up to play on Thanksgiving and you're an NFL player, it's like playing in, you know, the NBA and Christmas. You're in the wrong business, kid, right? So everyone's going to be all fired up. And I think the fact that the Buffalo Bills are already in Detroit, they've been in Detroit, so it kills that sort of, well, it's a travels thing and that. They can practice. They had an unorthodox week last week. Long story short, I think the Buffalo Bills are going to win a football game. I'm not ready to lay 9.5 points, but I do think it's going to go over the number, and I think a 7-point teaser is in store here. Bills minus 2.5 over 46.5. The Cowboys lay 8.5 to the Giants. Total 44.5. The Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins, minus 2.5. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Marinci.
The Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. I don't know how that puck did not just go in for the Vegas Golden Knights in an empty net. We'll see if Vancouver's able to capitalize. There's 40 seconds left. Vancouver's blown multiple goal leads multiple times. And is that in the net? No, they just missed the net. And yeah, good call, ref, with the icing. You only let like 2 seconds go off the clock there. So the Vancouver Canucks are down 5-4 right now. There's 34.9 seconds remaining, and I don't like betting on hockey overs, but you just kind of, it's like we're leaving money on the table if you just don't bet the Vancouver Canucks games to go over the number. They're just terrible defensively, and Thatcher Demko has lost it right now. He's lost his confidence, and every game just turns into one of these 5-4 type of games that they're playing in right now. Another pathetic collapse. Another pathetic performance tonight from the Arizona Cardinals, which means next week they probably win by 37. Who knows? But we got George Kurtz stepping up and in. And we got Thanksgiving football, George, including your Dallas Cowboys. So what's your excitement level now, George, after the 37-point beatdown of the Minnesota Vikings?
Isn't this the Cowboys, though? I mean, they looked like the best team in the NFL yesterday, right? Annihilated Minnesota. A great game plan here. Defense was fantastic. They put points up on the board so Minnesota couldn't run Dalvin Cook down their throat. They had to throw the football, and you knew Cousins was going to be able to do that, not behind that offensive line. But this is what is so frustrating about the Cowboys. They're like world beaters yesterday. I don't know what they're going to play like on Thursday. You know, I think they're going to beat the crap out of the Giants again. They generally do. You know, and the Giants are a beat-up football team where they have a lot of injuries that happened yesterday. The Cowboys should take care of business there, but I can't tell you I'm positive about it because you just don't know what the Cowboys, right? I mean, last week they were horrific in the fourth quarter, just horrific against Green Bay, supposedly a lesser team than Minnesota. And then they come out yesterday and just beat the snot out of them. So this is what's so difficult, Gabe, of being a fan. One week they look like world beaters. You get, oh, yeah, here we go. We might even catch Philadelphia, hey. And then the next week it's like, oh, what the hell just happened here?
But doesn't it seem like when Dallas is at their best, that they're as good as Philadelphia are?
I think if we can argue they're better than Philadelphia when they're at their best. And they should theoretically get better, right? Tyron Smith will be returning probably in December. He could make an argument he returns against Indianapolis next Sunday night. Not this Sunday, next Sunday. That's their next game at Thanksgiving. I think it'll be the week after, but he'll return. That should help the offensive line. He'll go to left tackle. Tyler Smith, the rookie, will go to guard there. That should help the offensive line. Maybe they will sign Beckham. I don't think Beckham's a game breaker anymore, mind you, but he'll help. You know, it seems to be hit down to the Cowboys, or maybe he wants to go back to the Giants, but that's another big thing about Thursday. If Dallas can annihilate the Giants, maybe that takes him out of the running for Beckham, where he won't want to go there. You know, so I don't think
the Maras want him back, bro.
I wouldn't think so either. Right? They got rid of him for his antics. Yeah, I think he's grown up.
They're 7-3. They don't like, they didn't like him in the first place. Yeah, like that's wishful thinking on his behalf. Even though they need wide receivers, and I think that's just more talk like than anything. He doesn't like the cold, bro. Right? That was always one thing that he complained about even when things were going well. He doesn't like the cold, so what? He's going to like the cold now? He's going to like playing with you didn't like Eli Manning. You didn't like Daniel Jones? Come on. Right? Like, let's be real. I think, you know, we'll see. I think it'll be more talk with Dallas. My gut tells me he does not sign with the Cowboys. You? I think Jerry just likes the attention and talking about it.
Oh, there's no doubt about that, right? No doubt Jerry might like the attention. I mean, come on. As a Cowboy fan, it's like, Jerry, shut up. Just please shut up. I mean, if it was the Cowboys or the field, I'll take the field. You got to think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be involved here, although, once again, cold there. You know, San Fran could make some noise about us signing him. But who else? I mean, there aren't that many other teams. I agree with you about the Giants. I don't think he's going to the Giants. That would be a surprise to me that he goes there. So who else? I don't think there are that many teams. Cold. If we're in, eliminating cold teams,
but
Bills go away.
It's a little warmer when Josh Allen's the quarterback than when Daniel Jones is the quarterback.
Amazing how that works, huh?
Yeah.
Amazing. It's a little warmer. One quarterback.
And right? And Von Miller's his buddy, won a Super Bowl. You know, there's been a lot of the talk of the Bills. I'll tell you though, I think the Bills, I don't think they want him. Like, I think the players in the room would like it. And, you know, everyone likes Odell, it seems. So I don't think it would be like, I don't think Stephon Diggs would be hurt or Gabriel Davis would be hurt or anything like that. But I don't think McDermott wants it. He's not like a diva guy, bro. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't, like, he treats everybody like the same. Like, he's not down with that stuff. So I don't think it happens with Buffalo either, to be honest. And I'm with you. And you know I like Odell a lot. Like, you know, I bet on him to get the first touchdown of the game in the Super Bowl last year. I thought I don't think the Rams win the Super Bowl without him. But with that being stated, I think after this surgery, it's asking too much to jump in the league this late in the season, George, and make that much of an impact, even for Odell Beckham. He's not getting any younger. He'll just be another guy.
Yes.
He'll be better than that some kid, an average guy, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. He won't be. I think people think he's going to come in. Oh, he's going to be great. He doesn't know any system, by the way. He has no chemistry with a quarterback, and that's tough to develop in season. And yeah, you go back to the receivers that have had the surgery from last year. All right, Godwin got hurt right away again. He really hasn't been the same player. Gallup's been nothing. I know Gallup isn't Odell Beckham, by the way, but he's a good receiver who's been nothing.
You just said it right there. You just said it right there. Maybe Tampa surprises everyone.
Oh, they do sign every receiver, right? They do sign every.
Yeah.
That, you know? It wouldn't shock me.
Exactly.
He has everything he wants. They're going to win that division.
Then say, listen.
Warm weather, Tom Brady.
And they say, listen, you already won a Super Bowl. We've already won a Super Bowl. Let's see what we can do here. Like, you know, we're sort of in the same boat. You know what I mean? You come with us and we'll see what we can do here. And at least he ain't going to start saying stupid stuff about Giselle. And you know what I mean? If you're Brady, you don't have to worry about getting stupid. Like Odell, like really, if you watch like Odell, people are like Odell this, Odell that. What's he ever really done? Like nothing. Like, you know what I mean? Like what, you know, you never really added up. Like the biggest thing, I don't know, he threw Eli Manning under the bus in an interview once. Like, but he's not a bad guy compared to like, to Antonio Brown. Okay. So forget about that. But, yeah, the Cowboys are 8.5-point favorites over the Giants, and Giants were really bad. I'm not one of these guys, George, and I get mad when people say, well, this is what they looked bad last week, so they're going to be bad this week. But you sort of do get the feeling that the Giants could start to regress here, that they were playing over their head. Like, put it this way. Without Saquon Barkley running for 120 yards, they can't win. It's simple as that. They don't have any wide receivers, and they have a mediocre quarterback.
Well, we saw what Detroit did yesterday, right? They put 8 guys in the box for stopping Barkley because we don't think Daniel Jones can beat us, not even our secondary. And it worked beautifully. I mean, bad weather might have played with that also. It was very windy.
Yes.
At Giant Stadium yesterday, or whatever they call that stadium now.
And plus, they were due to suck, weren't they? Like, they're not an 8-2 team. They're not going 15-2, the Giants.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Like, Giants could be in a little bit of trouble here. I mean, I don't think it's enough to knock them out of the playoffs or anything like that because there really aren't too many good teams in the NFC, but they play Dallas. I don't think they're beating Dallas.
They could melt
down. I'd be very surprised. They play Washington back-to-back weeks.
I think Washington are better than the Giants are right now. Like, they're peaking. They're going in different directions on the highway. You know what I mean? Like, the Giants were ahead of them. They're stalling. They're running like their car's slowing down. And Washington's starting to cruise right now and feeling good about the road trip. Like, Washington found money. They had a great sleep in a hotel. Like, you know what I mean? The Washington tour bus is rolling along, buzzing along right now at a good pace.
Well, listen, they're scheduled. Dallas, Washington, Philadelphia, Washington, Minnesota, Indianapolis, Philadelphia. There's no easy wins there. Maybe Indy, but I don't think they're...
No, I know.
Indy either.
You see, Philadelphia's schedule toughens up a little bit, too, though. It's about time. Not till really December, but it's about time. Corrupted! The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog.
So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Outsider art. It could be by a mental patient or a hillbilly or a chimpanzee.
You think you know what you don't?
The late night anger match for class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenzi, the pimps, the players, the hustlers,
the people of Muslim, and everybody else in between, including George Kurtz. George Kurtz kicking with us. George's in a good mood. Dallas Cowboys are rolling. It's Thanksgiving. Does your wife, do you do the big turkey dinner? Do you do a big family feast and stuff, Kurtz, for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, go to my mom's. That's a tradition for us. So, you know.
Oh, that's right. I think you told me in the past. And your relatives get drunk and you don't and stuff, right?
Oh, it's an Irish family, man. So, yeah, things have happened. Parties have flown. All right, but it's, I guess it's, a lot of drinking goes on there. All right, a lot of drinking. I mean, I once when I was younger, and I brought my date to this, and my aunts who were older at the time. I mean, I had to be in my 20s, so I guess they were, I don't know, 50-ish somewhere. They're walking around with their tops off. This is not a pleasant sight, mind you.
Your aunts.
Like I said, yeah, my aunts, and like things happen at these things. Not lately. It's much better now, but it's an, like I said, Irish family. We do enjoy our drink.
That's great. Hopefully politics doesn't come up or keep it. Hey, how about that Aaron Judge? Kurtz is in a good mood. His Cowboys are doing well. Hell, the Islanders won. Life is good. Except, it had to happen eventually, so it begins. So Aaron Judge is on. There's video of Aaron Judge in San Francisco at the airport. So Aaron Judge has landed in San Francisco. And he was asked, what are you up to? And he basically said, with a smile, visiting family and friends. And then he said, well, we've got, and they said, nothing else going on? He goes, yeah, I've got something going on. And he sort of smiled and grinned, right? Like, so we all know why he's in San Francisco. So, you know what I find interesting, George? It's like, okay, if you're Aaron Judge, you don't have to be flying anywhere. You know what I'm saying? You know, and honestly, you wouldn't do it like this. You would sort of set up shop, not even in New York. You'd go to a neutral city, sort of, right? I'm going to set up shop in L.A. for a week. And if you want to meet me, you come and meet me, my agent, at the hotel that I'm at. And no, I'm, you know, basically nearly 7 feet tall and the biggest free agent in modern era. And people are going to be watching wherever I go. So, no, I'm not going to do this, right? You come to me privately. No one knows who you are. Everyone knows who I am. You're a bunch of executives and lawyers. But, George, so I was thinking about that, and I'm like, well, how would they have known that where he lands and what, blah, blah, blah. It's sort of like TMZ, the Kardashians always act surprised, George, when the camera's there. It's like, but what do you act surprised? You told them that you were going to be there. Like, right? So Aaron Judge knew that he would be seen, and I think it's a message to open up the market. I think it's real now. There was this little feeling out process. It's go time now. And now everyone else knows, the Dodgers know now, he's in San Francisco. The Yankees know, it's almost like your wife, it's like she's out on a date, right? Like, he's in San Francisco, right? Like, we could go on, everyone in the league officially knows he's meeting with the San Francisco Giants in the morning.
Yeah, I think you're 1,000% correct, by the way. His agent leaked this. I'm sure he told Judge,
yep,
to let people know.
To let everyone know
about that. Right, because, hey, Yankees, wake up.
Get right, serious.
Wake up.
Get serious. Right,
it's time. It's time. And I don't think anything's going to happen tomorrow. But
I'm the first person
to tell you, as an analyst, I don't think the Yankees should sign him. I think it'd be bad in a couple of years. But as a Yankee fan, yeah, I don't want to lose him. I don't. I enjoy watching him. I enjoy watching him a lot. I think he should be the next captain of the Yankees, even though it's not as big a thing as it used to be. But it's game on. It's really what it is, game on. He's going to play it. I don't think he's going to – he's not giving the Yankees any hometown discount. He's going for the most money, and I am worried about the Giants, who've already come out and said they won't be outbid. They will offer him the most money. And if they do that, this is what makes me nervous. $400 million comes out tomorrow, and he gets back to the Yankees. I think he would get the Yankees, right of last refusal. And he's like, oh, sorry, we can't. That's crazy. We can't do that. I think the Giants really, really, really do want him.
I don't think he wants to go back to New York. I think he's going to end up on the West Coast. It's just a matter of where. And now the message is sent. It's like, okay, L.A., if you want to, okay, if not. I think he'd prefer to be a Giant. I think he's down with this. I think, I think he is. I don't think it's going to be this simple, like you said. I think there'll be a let's see what everyone else offers. You're selling a house here type of deal, a mansion. We're not just taking the first offer. But as you stated, San Francisco are on record. San Francisco have been, they tried to get Stanton, okay? They offered Stanton, They tried to get Bryce Harper. Yeah, they tried to get Bryce Harper. Like, they have tried in the past to get big-time players, and they're on record as stating this time, and they didn't bring up Judge by name, but they said any player that doesn't sign with us will not be due to a lack of monetary compensation. So they're basically saying that we're coming in here. We've got money to spend, and we have to. Now, they see the Dodgers in San Diego. They got to make a move. So I think it's going to happen. But like you said, I don't think, he goes to San Francisco and they announce a deal tomorrow afternoon. But I think this is like, I think they're going to offer way more than everyone else. They're going to come in hot, bro, like $450 million or something, my guess is.
That's my fear. You just said my exact fear because I think you're exactly right. I think they're getting tired of finishing second place to all these free agents. I think they are a big market.
Set the market high. And if not, it screws their competitor over. It's like, all right, LA, we offered them $450. If you want to give them $475, fine. At least we just nailed you for $500 million.
Like I said, I'm definitely coming around to your thinking, by the way, that originally I thought it was about 50-50 there with the Yankees or another team. Now I think it's less than that. I think the Yankees probably did make a mistake by insulting him a little bit in March. With the $213 million or whatever it was around there,
and then leaking it.
That was, even though they say they told him. Why would you? I like Cash. Cash was very honest. He's been very honest for a couple of years now. But you probably don't do that. Do you really?
They tried to make him look bad, George.
Yes, they did. Tried. That he was being greedy.
They thought that New Yorkers would say, "You son of a bitch, we offered you $213 million and you turned it down." But then he went and hit 62 home runs.
Hey, he pretty much told me shove it up,
Yeah. Said, no, I'm not taking this deal. And no, I'm not.
That's why he's not giving the Yankees a discount. He's going to want the most money he can get. He's got one bite at the apple. He knows that. Right? Because his career started late. He's got one bite at the apple. And like I said, I don't even think San Fran needs to make it 450. I think if they hit 400, I think that's it. I don't think anybody's, because it would be a 10-year deal, right? And no one's giving more than that. No one's giving more than that.
What? He's going to get more than... He's going to want... What, you think 40 million only?
At 10 years? I mean, it's crazy. He'll be 41 years old at the end of this.
Yeah, I know.
That's why, once again, the Yankee fan, I want him back. The Yankee, thinking about I don't want him back. I don't think it makes sense to give him that much money because you're going to eat it. You're already eating Stanton's contract.
I know.
He's going to eat Judge at the end, too.
Yeah, but what are you going to replace him with? So let me ask you.
Huge.
Yeah,
problem.
Yeah, exactly. You're not, and what other players are you going to bring in? Is there what other bat? You're going to sign Cody Bellinger? Yeah, that's going to go over well. But now there's a story that the Yankees requested Jacob DeGrom's medical report. You see that? So they requested his medical report, and we're interested. Maybe we want to meet with you. Can you send us, we want to look into your arm type thing? I don't believe this for a second. I don't believe it.
Conspiracy theory.
I think they're just doing it so Yankee fan like can pretend that they actually tried or something. Like, what's your conspiracy theory?
Remember the report that came out that MLB and the union are investigating the Yankees and Mets because Steinbrenner and Cohen are buddies, and that's why they won't bid on each other's free agents. Like, this came out, late last week? And all of a sudden,
the Yankees
are interested in DeGrom. Right? This just sounds like, let's say we are just so we can make this
leak this.
Right, exactly. This is what this smells like to me. That, not that the Yankees shouldn't go up to DeGrom, by the way. Yeah, but I think this is okay, let's let it go here that we're interested in DeGrom. We know we're not signing him, but this will make the union happy. That sort of thing. And just that's my conspiracy theory. I don't think he's going to sign with the Yankees.
It is odd. It is odd that the Mets are not, involved in this Judge stuff at all, isn't it? Like, aren't they?
I don't think it is.
You know what I mean?
What are the Mets? The Mets have no pitching staff right now. They're all gone.
That's it. I know. You're right.
They got to sign pitching.
Talking about bringing Verlander in because DeGrom's leaving. They want to bring in Verlander.
Which I guess, I'm actually, he wants a big contract like Scherzer, a 3-year $130 million. He's older than Scherzer. That's a little rough, but he's going to get that from somebody. And don't the Mets, haven't the Mets learned their lesson? They know Scherzer can't make 32 starts.
I know. You imagine you're bringing Verlander,
he's not
Verlander.
Making 32.
That's I know.
But the Mets need pitching, and they got to worry about Alonso's big contract at the next season, I believe.
So let me ask you, if you were the Dodgers, and reports are that the Dodgers are interested and have spoken with or whatever, et cetera, that both Verlander, that's almost almost confirmed, like that they've spoken with Verlander, the Dodgers. But we've also heard serious stuff about DeGrom. DeGrom and the Dodgers almost seem like a perfect fit, don't they? The Dodgers love those short-term deals. They don't mind paying a massive amount of money. So I think the Dodgers would say, listen, yeah, we'll give you $120 million for 3 years, right? And the Dodgers will be thinking, whatever, if we get a year or two out of this, it's good enough. Look, dude, they paid Trevor Bauer $42 million a year to, have S&M bondage sex with people. You know what I'm saying? Like, DeGrom, even if he gets hurt, they get something out of it. I think DeGrom could sign with the Dodgers or the Rangers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston. Not as long as you best. bitch, I'm running things.
The late night anger match for class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. The pistol players, the hustlers, the people that bust up, and everybody else in between. George Kurtz throwing it down with us. So we're just talking some baseball. We'll switch to back to football. I know George got some hot takes as far as Wales and the USA soccer match today as well. What'd you think of Berhalter's substitutions?
Did they tie? Is that what I heard?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Good call.
I thought they was what are the penalty kicks? Don't they do that?
Not in the opening round. Not till the elimination. It's like a round robin to start.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And by the way,
you didn't watch it at all then?
I don't think I saw a second of it, of anything. Maybe I might have been at the gym in the corner of my eye.
You didn't.
No,
you either think you did or you didn't.
I would say no.
Like to see you on a witness stand. I don't think I saw it. Did you or didn't you? How could you not watch like for a second of it? Like just as a sport fan. You know it is the biggest sporting event in the world.
I don't even know what channel it's on.
You watch NFL all the time. They've been advertising it like relentlessly during the NFL games.
Oh, who watches commercials? Come on, man. It's like 18 hockey games on. I just go to the, you know.
You never saw it a commercial? You never saw the commercial once with the Santa Claus dude and about kids sending him letters. I believe that the USA can win the World Cup and stuff.
No, but I'm pretty sure the USA is not winning the World Cup.
It only aired like 18 million times.
I'm sure I saw maybe without sound, but no, I have no idea what commercial you're talking about.
Yeah. So no, if I offered you $10,000, I said, who and when is the USA's next match in the World Cup? You wouldn't be able to answer, huh?
Oh, not even close. They usually take a while to play again, I would guess. You said, I have no idea who they're playing. I don't even know who's in their group. I don't even think they call it a group. So no idea about that. No. I would say, today's maybe Friday? Day after?
It's not bad. It's not bad, Kurtz. they do. They play Friday.
Oh, they do play Friday. Okay.
Against England.
Never would have guessed England.
Taking favorites. England will win. They tied with Wales.
That's why they were making comments on Wales on Twitter. Okay. Now I get it. Today makes much more sense now.
Yeah, you wonder why you see the word Wales so much today?
Yeah, it was all over Twitter. I mean, I just, you know, you breeze through Twitter, and I don't care about the soccer, so I knew they were talking about Wales. I didn't realize, of course, they were playing the United States in the World Cup, but now it makes so much more sense. I thought something weird happened in that game. I know there's a lot of complaints about Twitter. Apparently, the reffing there is worse than football, baseball, and hockey combined.
Yeah, they make Angel Hernandez look good, but that's another story. So, all kidding aside, yeah, Kurt's not a big soccer guy, but... So Jacob DeGrom, you know, I think the Dodgers make a lot of sense, actually. We were talking about, you know, the Dodgers have a lot of money. They really do need a boost as far as the rotation is concerned. One of these big-time guys, they sat the Castillo stuff out. Kershaw's only got a one-year deal. He's not getting any younger. Urias, you're going to run this kid into the ground. Can't count on Dustin May. You know, there's just so many, you know, question marks. So I think the DeGrom to the Dodgers makes a lot of sense, actually, but there's going to be other teams involved. I don't buy the Yankee stuff. I think, like you said, I think it's just media New York games, man. Paid six stuff. There's media games. He's from Orlando, Florida. I could picture DeGrom wanting to be in a warmer weather place. How about the Atlanta Braves? Would the Braves step up and spend that type of money, George? He'd be a nice fit there. With the Braves. To me, with the Grom, I'm going to call three teams. The L.A. Dodgers, the Texas Rangers. To me, it's the Dodgers and the Rangers for DeGrom. Well, and I'll say the Braves is an outside shot. And for the record, he's from Orlando, so pretty much as close as he can get to home playing for the Braves, because the Rays and Marlins ain't paying him.
No. I agree with you, by the way. Remember, we heard the Braves earlier in the season that they were an option here. You know, I don't know where this came from. I don't remember who did it come from, the Braves source or the Grounds.
You're right.
Whatever.
There's been trade rumors in the past about him and the Braves liking him. Yeah.
But I don't think the Braves are paying that. And they have good young pitching as it is. I don't think they're going to pay.
Texas and the Dodgers.
I think it's Texas and the Dodgers. Because what you said about the Dodgers is 100% correct. they don't mind paying whatever, $130 million, $140 on a short contract, right? Because there are no bad short contracts. They can get out of it in a couple of years if he disintegrates. They don't want to pay him a 10-year contract of $40 million a year. They don't want to pay that. But a short contract, I think they'd be more than willing. And you need to make you need that ace, Walker Buehler. You know, not going to, you know, we don't know what he's going to be whenever he does come back, if he comes back.
Yeah, he won't be ready right away. Yeah.
So, and also, you don't care if DeGrom only makes 22 starts. You're going to the playoffs. All you care about is sort of what
you
the
really
Mets
could.
About
the Dodgers, you're right. You really could just say, bro, we don't even care if you pitch in July. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they really could. Take, like, just you, say point blank.
Do what the Yankees
like,
and
listen.
Red Sox used to always do in the 90s. All of a sudden, they get phantom injuries. Oh, he's got a shoulder injury, which every pitcher has, by the way. He's taking 3 weeks on the IL. Yeah, you know, you could do that. So it makes
no, if you're the Dodgers, sense. You're almost only signing him for October and November, point blank. That's what you're signing him for.
Yes, because you don't need him for the regular season. You don't care. I think for me, we talked about this during the break, he'll get a shorter deal from the Dodgers, 3 years. Let's just say 3 years, 130. Same as Scherzer. 135, he beat Scherzer. How about that? Or I think the Rangers would give him more years and more money because I think they'd want to make a big splash. I could see him getting 5-180, 5-190. You know, maybe the AAV isn't quite there, is what the Dodgers would give him, but it's more money. And it would be probably his last contract. So I could see him wanting that. Does he want the more money to play for a team that, even with you on it, maybe you're a playoff team, but you're not a World Series team. Hell, you may not be better than Houston. You know, you're probably not. Or do you want to go with the Dodgers where no pressure, not till October? You know, and they can take it easy with you. So I think it'll be very, very interesting into which way he wants to go.
Last one, and we'll move on from baseball. What about, will Seattle do something crazy again? Just one more? Would they say, you know what? Let's just bring in Verlander. Let's bring in DeGrom here, and then we're good. Like, you know what I mean? Now we got him, we got Castillo, we got Rodriguez. Like Seattle hasn't been playing around, George. Like, would they do one more big signing, these guys?
Well, we're hearing them, they want to do this via the trade route. Right, they already got Teoscar Hernandez. Big but he's a good bat, right? And then we're also hearing that they want to trade. They want a middle infielder, you know. And that if
Gleyber Torres, I talked about it last night. There's a lot of Gleyber Torres talk. Yeah,
a lot of Gleyber Torres, a couple of others as well. But if they can't get that done to their liking, then they would go after one of the shortstops that are free. You know, so they do seem to want to make a big splash. But
they've been linked with Trey Turner too. You're right.
Yes. Like I said, I don't see Trey Turner going there. If you just want to play with the Dodgers, I don't see you going there.
I know. Why are you going to leave the way?
Right. Right. It doesn't make a lot of sense there. But maybe they can get a Correa or one of the Bogarts going there. So we're hearing that from them. I think the Mariners, by the way, are saving up their money for next year. For Shohei Ohtani. I think they want their new Suzuki.
Yeah, and they could use Suzuki to really recruit him too, and say, "Look, I was a hero there. They're good. You can play with Rodriguez." Like, that's a good call, man. That's going to be unbelievable. That's going to be the first player with like presentations, like you know what I mean? Like the Dodgers are going to present them. This is why you should be a Dodger. Like Seattle is going to have Suzuki, and they're going to tell him, "Man, I made so much money in Japan, and every game's on." And like, you're right. Okay, we can talk baseball all night, talking hot stove. Let's switch gears to the ice. We'll get back to the NFL with Kurtz. Me and Matthias will get into the World Cup, give you all the picks for tomorrow's games. Rick Saratella will join us from the NFL Draft Bible, Level 3. Got more NFL talk, too. Fastest defenseman in NHL history to 200 career points. Cale Makar, 195 games. Absolutely incredible accomplishment. An achievement by this guy. A lot of times, George, in the modern era, we hear people, you know, hype up guys. Someone in our chat said that Micah Parsons is better than Lawrence Taylor earlier tonight, right? And so, no, and you know, listen, he's a good football player, but let's just be real. But when I watch Cale Makar, and I've been around, I've been on hockey family and stuff. So when I watched him play. And I heard Kelly Rudy, the former goaltender, who's an analyst on television, say that this guy is the best defenseman that I've seen in my life besides Paul Coffey and Bobby Orr. And he goes, I think he's as good, if not better, than those guys. And he said this like a year and a half ago. And he goes, I know you guys could. I know it sounds sacrilegious. That's it. He goes, I'm telling you. He said, this guy is like as good as the best of the best of the best. Now, I know it's a new era right now, but Cale Makar, the Colorado Avalanche. 200 points for a defenseman, guys. A defenseman, all right, in 195 games. Paul Coffey, bro, playing on the Edmonton Oilers and scored like 10 goals a game, man. My uncle was on that team. 221 games. Bobby Orr, 216. I'm actually amazed that Sergei Zubov is the second one at 207. Brian Leetch is 211, actually. But Cale Makar really is. You could say he's like, I don't know, I was going to say he's like Mahomes, but I think he might be better. Like, Cale Makar might end up being like one of the best defensemen in the history of the NHL, George.
You don't have to sell me on it. You don't have to sell me on it at all. This guy is magnificent on the ice. I mean, he's poetry. He's the kind of guy where if you're you know, if he's coming at you, you know, you're playing defense against him, you're scared because he might shake you out of your jock. You know, you're going to be on SportsCenter's top 10 and not in a good way. You know, so he is that guy who scares you like that. And remember, you know, as far as me, yeah, he's going to be better than, I might not go Coffey yet because a little different then, but the goaltenders back then wore nothing. Easier to score. Nowadays, they wear everything. Impossible to score, it seems like. I don't know how anybody scores.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right, so it's harder scoring now. That's what really the first thing that came to my mind, that he set this record in this day and age, you know, with what the goaltenders wear, you know, because it's not easy to score. So I love Ovechkin, by the way, same thing. So he's the best goal scorer in NHL history for me because, once again, of the age they play in, where there's just not any room to see the net. This is not here. But I love watching. I'm not a big 3-on-3 overtime guy, you know, better than the shootout, but I'm not a big 3-on-3. But watching him when the Colorado has that, is wow. I mean, it's just what he can do. Like I said, I play defense. Going up against someone like him would scare you because you're afraid that he's going to do this, do that, and you're going to end up on your butt while he goes around you and puts the puck in the net.
I've seen all these guys play. Bobby Orr, it was injured at the tail end of his career when I was a kid, but I still saw him. And listen, I'm not saying he's the greatest defenseman ever, but he's up there. Like, he's in the same conversation with the Paul Coffeys, with the Borgs. Bobby Orr is almost sacrilegious to say. Bobby Orr is like, let's not call him Bobby Orr. But the thing with Bobby Orr is, Bobby Orr was, like, amazing and one of the greatest players, like, of any position. But the thing is, he had a bad knee, right? Like, Bobby Orr didn't get the full... Because he played on a bad knee, too. Like, no load management with Bobby Orr, right? So, like, he didn't get the full bang for his buck in his career, Bobby Orr. But, man, Bobby Orr could play. But so could Cale Makar. It's just unbelievable. Put it this way. You know you're good when you're on a team with Nate McKinnon, and Nate McKinnon's not the best player on the team like you are. As good as Nate McKinnon is, like, Cale Makar is better. And McKinnon will tell you that. He'll be like, oh, yeah, this kid, like, yeah, he's like, yeah, he's the star of the team. And McKinnon's like a psychopath superstar. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency.
It's funny, George. I was just telling the guys to chat. They're talking about Cale Makar. He's listed at 5'11, 187. All right. And we all know that they all lie about this stuff, right? They always embellish a little bit. And I believe he's 5'11. The 187, okay. I was telling guys, if you see him in a t-shirt in real life and stuff and in jeans in the summer or whatever, you'd be like, no way this kid's like a defenseman and a superstar in the NHL. He looks like just another goofy kid in real life, man. I don't know if you saw the picture of him, the video of him and his grandmother with a Stanley Cup. Like, you're like, wow, he's just a kid. Like, you realize, like, he really is just a kid, this guy. And they say that, but the thing is, hockey players lose weight, guys. So, whatever. Maybe he checked in on a scale once at 187. Like, you don't put on weight as a hockey player. You lose weight because you're sweating so much. You're playing every day. There's no load management and stuff. In the playoffs, guys lose, like, 15, 20 pounds. Like, there's no way he's 187. Like, just punch in a picture, guys. Look up Cale Makar, like, street clothes or whatever, and look. Like, he's skinny. Like, he looks like me. I'm right in that. I'm like 6'2", like 185, 183 type thing. So I'm in the same ballpark as him, and I know what I am, and I've seen him before, and I know what he is. It's amazing. Same with this Connor Bedard kid that's coming in, George. Not a big kid. He's a little thick. He's growing in. He's got some muscle now, but not like a massive kid, man. It's just the new NHL. It's unbelievable. You just got to be fast, George, right? It's a speed-based league now.
Well, you just said it. Different game today, right? Different game. They don't rely on hitting, and everything else. You got to skate. Skate. If you can skate, you're magnificent. Look at Connor McDavid.
Remember the Legion of Doom? Remember those guys? Like,
oh, yeah. They're Potter. Right? Potter.
Guys, there was an era, guys, in the 90s, man. You had to, if you weren't like 6'4", 230, you were going to get murdered. Like, the 70s was small, then it got massive, now it's coming back again. More with Kurtz on the other side.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.